This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Michael, buy or sell time? Buy or sell that the Chargers will play this game like they like it means a lot to them? Or do you think that they will rest starters, a guy like Justin Herbert, who's had a pretty messed up hand? Do the Chargers still have something to gain, but they're already in the playoffs either way? Do you see the Chargers kind of calling off the dogs in this game against the Broncos?
I sell that. I think they're going to have to, after that last game, they need momentum. They can't go into the playoffs without Uncle Mo.
Yeah, so I would expect, even with Justin Herbert, like that hand thing is pretty rough. Buy or sell that Justin Herbert plays this weekend?
I'm going to buy.
All right, buy or sell. We've got the playoff teams, save for one. The Pittsburgh Steelers and the Baltimore Ravens. Neither one of them have clinched yet. The Ravens came up with a big win. The Steelers lost to the Browns. Now, this is it, because the Ravens are 8-8. The Steelers are 9-7. The last time these two teams played, when was that, Mike? When did they play last? The Ravens lost to the Steelers. So, is this a winner-take-all here kind of thing? I'm looking at it. Baltimore is 3-2 in the division. Pittsburgh is 3-2 in the division. 5-6 in the AFC. Pittsburgh 7-4 in the AFC, so... If Baltimore wins, they would still... There's got to be a way Baltimore must get it, because they're still not mathematically out of this thing. So they're sitting at 8-8.
Who won that last game? Was it Baltimore?
No, Pittsburgh did.
Okay.
Would it go strength of victory if Baltimore
strength
wins?
Strength of victory is one of the tiebreakers.
Does that go over the conference? Because they would both be the same in the division... No. My bad. If Baltimore wins, they would be 4-2 in the division, and Pittsburgh would be. So this is a winner take all. How about that? Sunday night football.
And we all know who you're going for.
Is Lamar playing? Because if Lamar's not playing, I don't care. That's simple. Although I'm starting to see stuff online that they're kind of getting tired of Lamar Jackson over there. Guy gets hurt. He runs. That's what you knew. That's what you were going to get when you signed him. I don't know. Who would you rather see in the playoffs? An old Aaron Rodgers or a hobbled Lamar Jackson?
Old Aaron Rodgers. Because all you need to do is flash a baggie of drugs in front of him, and he'll be like, ooh.
Drugs? Drugs. Are we doing this again, where you just make stuff up that makes us look unprofessional?
I mean, the guy does like
he did
his,
like psychedelic mushroom thing. It's not really drug. When I say drug, when you say drugs, you make it sound
like the really illegal ones, like the hardcore ones. No, I'm talking about the shrooms.
Yeah, thank you.
The ones that are okay in Denver.
I'll admit, I think it'd be interesting seeing Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs. Buy or sell. Who's the team that you would not want to face here? So which team would you not buy?
The Broncos.
Michael,
I would not want to face the Broncos.
You don't want the Broncos to face the Broncos. Okay. Can we stop being so obsessed? Like, you're so obsessed with this team. Like, it's all you think about. I say, how was Christmas? Broncos won. Okay. Also, I hung out with my nieces and nephews. Oh, that's the headline.
I thought you wanted me to say Broncos so you could transition to something.
When someone asks
me
how my summer went, I don't say, well, the Rockies are good. No, that's not my first thought.
It's a sports program. I thought, Micah is going to mention the Broncos. And you can say, speaking of Christmas and the Broncos.
Mm-mm. No, I don't do things that way. I mean, when I do, they're cool and very entertaining. But when you do it, it just doesn't work. No, I mean, I ask, how was Christmas, man? Well, Broncos beat the Chiefs. Yes? And did they invite you over to their house or something? Because it's just it's a game. It's fun to watch, but that shouldn't define your whole...
I mean, I did get a lot of invitations from Broncos fans. Broncos fans, probably. Players.
Well, that's ownership. Weird, because don't they have a restraining order still?
No, they never have.
Mm.
I am an inspiration.
It comes off, the way you talk about them kind of comes off as kind of like, maybe we should...
Like, no, I'm an inspiration.
Have you seen the movie with Wesley Snipes and Robert De Niro, The Fan? Have you seen that movie?
I have seen that
you
one.
You are
that
Robert De Niro.
Crazy.
You're Robert De Niro, and Wesley Snipes is the entire Broncos organization.
I don't sell knives.
What?
He was a knife salesman, Robert De Niro.
In that show? In that movie?
Yeah, he like sold knives or something.
But if you've seen that movie, you know that Robert De Niro's like a diehard fan, but he's also like obsessed, and then it turns into kind of a thriller-type movie. That's how I do see things maybe playing out someday. Hopefully not anytime soon, because I don't want to find a new producer. But
you don't know anything about me, Brady.
I know that when people hang up the phone with you, you say, go Broncos, every time. I know you say Merry Broncosmas instead of Merry Christmas, which is blasphemous. I know you ask everybody that you meet, the first thing you say is, who are you a fan of in the NFL? And if they say anything other than the Broncos, you make fun of them. It's one of them. And you make fun of them, and you're mad, and you're a Seahawks fan, and you're a Raiders fan, and you're... Yes, your identity is very much, surrounds the Broncos.
You are taking many conversations that I've had and cherry-picking and, like, putting things together.
I don't think I'm doing that. Ask anyone here that works here, that's been around you, they would tell anyone, yes, Michael is obsessed with the Broncos. You're disagreeing? You're not obsessed with the Broncos?
I have a healthy love for my football team.
I don't think so. But moving on, I'm asking, who would you rather not face in the playoffs? And I don't want to hear your, this is where the obsessive thing comes in. They could beat anybody. They'll beat everybody. I don't want to hear it. Because they lost to the Jaguars. So clearly, they can't beat everybody. So go down this realistic road with me.
So they can't beat the Jaguars, is what you're saying?
Based on their last time they played, based on the last time they played each other, the Jaguars won.
The Jaguars won.
Mm-hmm. So which team scares you the most in the AFC?
I mean, I'd be scared to play the Broncos, but... I'd say the number two team.
I'm asking you as a Broncos fan, which team would you be scared to play the most? Not the Broncos. You can't play yourself. I know that's what you would rather see, is just like the Broncos offense play the Broncos defense and they end in a tie. And that would be like your dream come true. But that's not how it works. You can't even answer this question, can you? Your body will not allow you to answer this question.
I'm just saying, like... If I'm a just general NFL franchise, I don't want to play the Broncos.
I'm not asking
but
you that.
Second
can
team,
you answer
I don't
the
want
question.
To play if I'm a general NFL franchise.
If you're a Broncos fan, your mind will not let you even entertain the idea that a team might be difficult for the Broncos because you're so obsessed. And yet you say I'm cherry-picking all these conversations.
Oh, a team that's difficult for the Broncos would be Jacksonville. Jacksonville's always been difficult.
So that's
for the
team that you would be more fearful of playing in the playoffs if you're the Broncos.
I fear nothing. But I think the team that's going to give the Broncos the most trouble is going to be the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Thank you. Wow. That only took us 30 minutes to get to. Eastside Chris, does he have Broncos sheets?
No.
Are you sure?
I do not have Broncos.
You took
they
a while.
Blue,
well, that kind of counts, Mike. Faith says it's taking a painfully long time for him to answer this question. Yes.
Phrase it better.
Why would I be asking if I'm the Bills? Where is the show located? Where are we doing the show? Are we in Buffalo? Are we in Jacksonville? We're in Denver. So which team in the playoffs scares you the most? The Broncos don't scare me because I'm a Broncos fan. Why would I rephrase it differently? Everyone else heard it. Go Pokes answered the question. Texters are answering the question. Texans, Broncos, but he's in Wyoming. Jags, Pats, in that order, as a Bills fan. So he's a Bills fan. So he's answering from a Bills fan's perspective. So, okay, you're a Broncos fan. So why would I ask you what Patriots fans are worried about? Why would I do that? New Year's resolution. Stop it. Just stop it.
If I was a Patriots fan, I would worry about the Broncos and then the Jaguars.
And if I were a Jaguars fan, I would worry about the Broncos. If I were a Texans fan, I'd worry about the Broncos. If I were a Steelers fan, I'd worry about the Broncos. If I were a Bills fan, I would...
Wash, rinse, repeat. We already know. You think the Broncos are the best team ever. Ever. Every year. That's where you're going. Faith. Just run out of the upside down, Michael. Please go through the portal back home. Yeah, maybe. Maybe you stayed in the upside down. You're not really here right now.
Do you know what the upside down is, Brady?
Isn't that Stranger Things?
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen the first three seasons. I just don't have Netflix.
But you don't really know what the upside down is.
Well, I know what it is. It's like it's a different reality or a different whatever.
But you don't really know what it is.
Oh, because
not until season five.
Oh, I heard it was bad, though, and I don't know if I want to do that again.
Parts of it are like, what are you guys doing? They're close to jumping the shark. Like, they're on the verge. If they make a couple of dumb moves, then I'm going to be like, oh, God, they season three'd it.
I'm not interested enough in it to... I might get Netflix because I do want to see the John Elway documentary, and it seems like they're starting to do more sports things. But then I was also like, yeah, Stranger Things looks good. And I was watching The Witcher, but they recast the guy that plays The Witcher. And I'm like, that's dumb. My brain won't be able to... It will be a distraction to my brain the whole time.
Yeah, that's why I stopped watching The Witcher. I'm like,
it was good. I read the books and stuff, so I liked the story. And I played the video games. And the show was pretty good. And then it suddenly went, you know, it went weird. But... I'm still going to get Netflix. And you did watch the John Elway thing a little bit?
I did.
How many episodes?
It was very good. It was basically about his playing career, and then parts of it were about how it affected his personal life. So they had Janet Elway on. They had his daughters son on.
Powerful.
Just a little bit. Because he was talking – they were talking about around how Super Bowl 32, his marriage was falling apart with his wife. And it was kind of sad because I think that
that's interesting
happens probably a lot with a lot of football players who are so competitive that it goes football first. And he admitted that. He's like, for me, it was like football first, family second.
Isn't that crazy to watch that now to like us watching? Because we're similar in age range. Us watching that would have had no idea. In Super Bowl 32, it was just freaking John Elway, the Duke, the legend, the best there is, the best there was, the best there will be, this Bret Hart line. And we didn't think of that stuff, like what's going on, especially because we were kids. But even as adults watching that, you don't typically think, man, all hell's going. He's going through hell outside of this stadium, outside of practice, outside of football. He's going through what not a lot of people would agree is a very fun time.
Yeah, adults might go, I wonder what it's like for his family. But us kids, we just see what's happening on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
So I never considered that until I heard about the divorce.
You are opened up to it a little bit more. That's a great point, Faith, because of Tom Brady. Like, we knew what was going on with him well before we got to Sunday.
And a lot of that's because of social media.
Social media and people were reporters now. Are more inclined to report on that kind of stuff than just, you know, Tom Brady is ready for the game. No, it's actually he's going through marital stuff or
and
whatever.
How will this affect his ability to play?
Yeah, and that's just that's where we've gone. To be fair, that's just the way it is.
And I don't want that. I say leave the family alone.
Yes.
It's like politics, leave the family out of it.
Yes, I tend to, especially kids, right? But it is like, it's legitimate reporting, you know, what's going on with him. And his wife was obviously, his ex-wife was it Giselle? Obviously very famous too. So that's...
She was richer than him.
Yeah. Faith talking about Stranger Things. A whole lot of nonsense happened, so now the finale needs to answer a million questions. Well, Faith, I didn't even seen it yet. I'm going to tell you this, based on my track record of watching great shows, they won't answer half of what you're wanting answered. That's how these shows go.
Well, what you don't realize is they're probably going to spin off a bunch of characters.
Oh, jeez.
And then they're going to make some comic books and a bunch of stuff.
What is with the spinoff thing now? Like Walking Dead. It was like, there's the Walking Dead. Then it's Fear the Walking Dead. And it's like Walking Dead in France. And then Walking Dead with the dude that killed your husband. Like, what are we do? It's zombies. Do we really need 14 different stories about zombies? Can't we just stay with this group of people?
Yeah, and even Star Trek did an episode with zombies in it.
Oh, that makes sense.
I'm like, what? This is zombies. What are we doing? This isn't science. I know they explained it in that way, but I'm like,
did you get your Lego Star Wars ship?
I did get the Lego Starship Enterprise.
Okay. You got it for Christmas?
For myself.
Bought it for yourself. You bought it for yourself.
That should have been what you said second.
With, hey, did you have a good Christmas? Yeah, I got the nerdy Lego toy that I've been wanting for a while. Played in the bathtub with it for hours.
You don't play with that in the bathtub. I'm not a child. I'm an adult. I put it together.
Yes.
And I display it. And it's got a glass thing around it.
GoPoke says, I blame Marvel in the multi-million verse. Is Marvel the reason for all this crap? Like where we've got to just, we got to milk it dry as a bone.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
And now like the latest Marvel movie I saw was not very good. Fantastic Four,
I stopped on the superheroes thing. I think I'm done officially. It's going to have to be really cool. Like, I will do the Batman stuff still.
Oh, Batman.
But I will not go into... I don't want 30,000 superheroes and every one of them gets their own sitcom now or their own show. And then we have to watch those shows in order to get to the movies that we like to make sense of the movies. I can't do it. Not in on that.
Yeah, I understand. There's so much to watch out there, and there are things that I want to watch outside of the nerd stuff.
Well, they just destroy things, man. Like, Game of Thrones was good, but they destroyed it because they couldn't end it properly, right?
I think they had to put their own stamp on it.
The whole,
they're like, well, we're going to do it this way, and we're going to kill these people.
Well, you know how big of a Lord of the Rings fan I am. They ruined that, too. Because not only did they try to... They basically made The Hobbit a three-film thing.
I liked The Hobbit.
Hobbit was terrible.
No, Hobbit was awful. Great.
And then they did... I don't think... Who did the new show? The show that you and I were watching? I gave it more of a shot than you did, and it was bad.
Yeah, once the elf started doing kung fu, I'm like, you know what? That's it. I want the volcano to kill everybody, even though they're all going to survive.
I didn't understand it. It was odd to me. Faith says the bathtub that made me spit out my drink. You're welcome.
Picture on Friday.
Picture on Friday. Although this is it, right? This is my last pick. Well, no, because we'll do playoffs. What is the spread for the Broncos Chargers game? Chargers worry me a bit, Mike. I'm not going to lie to you. But the Broncos are a heavy favorite, a 7.5-point favorite over the Chargers, Mike. That means I think Herbie Hancock's not going to play.
So that means the Broncos are going to win by 3.
Look at you. Yes, that's what I'm looking for.
Because that's what the Broncos do. They
that doesn't worry you
food.
At all going into the playoffs? That doesn't worry you? You're not too terribly worried, are you?
I'm not too terribly worried. I don't have that sound clip anymore.
had Michael on once, and I was just grilling him about Broncos stuff. A running back broke his leg, out for the season. Are you worried that that's going to affect the Broncos? And you would respond with,
I'm not too terribly worried.
And we cut that and had some fun with that.
Yeah, you were like, cut that, and so I did, and I put it on your little sound clip thing.
I mean, Herbert is not, like, on an injury report. He's good to go. He's healthy. But it's just one of those things where it's, you see him when he plays. Like, that hand looks, that looks like it could just break at any moment. And, man, wouldn't it be beneficial for the Chargers to give him an extra week?
Dank him up a bit.
What's the real difference between like the fifth seed and the fourth seed or whatever they could potentially get? They're the sixth seed right now. If they beat the Broncos and the Texans lose, and I guess Jacksonville too, they could move up to the fifth spot.
Yeah, but you're forgetting Uncle Momentum is very important.
What about Uncle Injury to your quarterback? How about that?
A lot of teams go into the playoffs cold and enter their season cold.
Wasn't it the Chargers that a couple of weeks ago or years ago before Harbaugh got there? Who was the coach at the time? Can't think of it.
I can't remember his name either. But yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Mike Williams.
Didn't rest their players.
They played their starters and Mike Williams got a back injury and I don't think he played in the playoffs.
Yeah, but they were ahead of the Jaguars. They were beating up on the Jaguars, and the Jags came back from a 29-point deficit and beat them. So, like, I don't know. I don't blame that on the injury. I blame that on incompetent coaching.
Yeah, well, we'll see what they end up doing. But for the record, Michael said he is terrified of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
That's not true.
That is the team he thinks can beat the Broncos, and he is praying on his little Star Wars jammies that they do not face the Jags in the playoffs. 27 minutes after the hour.
Star Wars jammies have Broncos.
Again, creepy. The Fan with The Fan 2 starring Michael Kirkpatrick. And Patrick Sertan, 27 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFK.
For nuggets, games, and talk, keep it on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally. Like growing up with a bank you can count on. Like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffaloes beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Okay. All right. Got this news. Alex Taylor, a friend of ours, covers Wyoming. Caden Anderson will not be returning to Laramie, which I would imagine for a lot of Cowboys fans, not the worst news in the history of the world. Over the weekend, Michael, it was a mixed bag for the Nuggets. They lost Saturday to the Orlando Magic, 127-126. Very close game. Jamal almost made that. The night before Christmas, not even a mouse, Who did they play? Dallas? That was the one where Peyton Watson, corner three, missed it. It went in and out. And so they lost a close game there. They lost a close game Saturday. And then on Christmas, that was it. This is what the NBA is going for, man. On Christmas Day, having a game like that, Denver wins 142-138. Nikola Jokic in that game, 56 points. 16 rebounds, and 15 assists. Incredible. The game against the Magic Saturday, 34 points, 21 rebounds, and 12 assists. I mean, these numbers are astronomical. It's not just the points. I mean, a lot of players can score 30 and can score 40. That happens. But the assist numbers, the rebound numbers, 21 rebounds. The next highest was Spencer Jones with 6 rebounds. Joker now has one triple-double to go to tie Oscar Robertson for second all-time. He's at 180 triple-doubles. He needs two more to move officially into second place. He is still got a, not that far. He could get damn close, maybe even break it this year. Russell Westbrook has 207 triple-doubles, Michael. Joker's at 180. That's 27, for those of you following along at home. 27 triple-doubles for Joker. I don't think. Do you buy or sell? Joker will get 27 more triple-doubles by the end of the season.
Sell.
Why?
He'll come close. Wait, does this count playoffs?
No, it does not. I don't believe it counts playoffs, though.
He'll come close.
He has, what is it? There are 52 games left. I don't know, man. He had in the 20s last year. Didn't you look that up for me? Can you look that up for me? How many triple-doubles did Joker have last season? He's got to be, like, I'm not going to count them all right here, but he's got to be pretty darn close to
34.
He had 34? How many does he have right now? I'm putting you to the test right now, man. Well done. You found that really fast. Like you're getting better as we go here. So he had 34 last year. He's got to be close to, what have they played, 38 games? 35? Something like that? Do we know? We don't know the answer?
AI says he has accumulated over 30 triple-doubles.
This year?
With specific sources.
That doesn't.
Pointing to 34.
I don't think he has that. I don't know. It's a lot. Faith says I buy that he gets it. 27 of them.
16.
He has 16 right now?
According to StatMuse.
And you said he got 34 last year? So he'd have to go crazy. He's at 16 and he's 27. He'd have to have 43. 43 is not out of the world of possibility here, Mike. He could do it. A bunch of people are giving him crap, too, by the way, after Christmas. He came out after the game Christmas night to the press conference. Fresh haircut. Shaved beard. Tight fade. And people are like, who gets a haircut right after your game? You're going to do that before. Well, I don't know personally why he would do that, but it was Christmas night. Just stay with me here, Mike. There's an off chance that he had family in town the next day, and they had an overtime game against Minnesota. He's not going to have a lot of time. He's going to sleep in, whatever. There's a good chance he's going to be around family the next day and doesn't want to take the time to go out and get a haircut. I mean, that's my first thought. Christmas. Their schedules are different than ours. We can't pretend to live in that world.
But Brady, they should live by my standards.
Just don't get a haircut.
They should get haircuts when I think they should get haircuts.
Do it yourself in your bathtub. 37 minutes after the hour, let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Creepy way you look when you start busting that air guitar, man.
Creepy way. I think you were making it creepy.
No. It was good. It was really good. The Broncos win the AFC West for the first time since when, Michael?
2015.
In that time, it has been all Kansas City. They can't hurt us anymore, Mike. They can't hurt us anymore. We got it. And they're not even in the playoffs.
El Paso.
Yeah. What? What did you say?
That study from Texas El Paso.
Oh. Thank you for not, but then I didn't hear what you said, so I brought you in, but whatever. I'm just kind of looking at this. Look at this map. You can kind of see the winners of the AFC West since 1970, and really, like, the Raiders dominated the 70s. It was kind of a mix between the Broncos, Chargers, and Raiders in the 80s, and into the early 80s, late 70s, early 80s. In the 90s, really mixed bag. 1990 was the Raiders, 91 the Broncos, 92 the Chargers, 93 the Chiefs, 94 the Chargers, 95 the Chiefs, 96 the Broncos, 97 the Chiefs. And you have the lonely year, Micah. Why is 1999 significant? I will give you this stapler if you can get it right. The winner of the AFC West in 1999 was...
the Seattle Seahawks.
There we go. Yeah, this looks kind of funny. Because it's all Broncos, Raiders, Chiefs, and Chargers. And then suddenly the Seahawks in 1999. The Chargers kind of dominated the mid-2010s, so 2006 through 2009. That was the Phillip Rivers and LaDainian Tomlinson, all that stuff, Antonio Gates. And then the Broncos ran they won it in 2011 with Tim Tebow. And then they ran the table the next 4 years with Peyton Manning. And the Chiefs have won it every year since that moment, since the Broncos relinquished it in 2015. What a day. So I can see why you're happy. Like, I ask you how your Christmas is, and the Broncos, by winning and then other things happening, they win the AFC West. Now the next thing, can you clinch the number one seed? And I think Denver will probably win against the Chargers. Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that. But you still got to play the game, Mike. And they played a third-string quarterback with the Chiefs last week. And that was a tight game. Felt like maybe if the Chiefs just hang around long enough. But that's what you got to say about Bo, right? No matter what happens, good game, bad game, somewhere in between, what we've seen now, it's becoming a habit. More often than not, we can say this, more often than not, when the chips are down, Bo Nix is going to make a play. Mike, he was 26 of 38, 182 yards. He was sacked once, he threw a touchdown, he threw a pick. He had a QBR of 77, which we learned a lot about this year. Not a great game, but he throws the key touchdown passes when he needs to the most. There's just... it sounds cliche, kind of, to just say there's just certain quarterbacks that just have an it factor. It might not always be that, it might not always look good, but the great ones have that. There were games where Aaron Rodgers didn't look good, but then suddenly, boom, different. They relearn the game in the middle of the game, almost.
One thing that I've really been happy about these last few games is the Broncos have been able to dominate and have dominate the clock, just drive, 8 minute long drive.
Yeah.
Just as soon as you get a third down, oh no, it's third and 10. Oh, first down. Like, the third down hasn't been the Broncos' best friend this year, but the last few weeks, the Broncos have learned to make third down their friend.
It's funny that you say that too, because Sean Payton at halftime, or when he came out, what was the first thing he said to the sideline reporter? He's like, well, they're trying to run the clock. They're trying to chew clock, take up clock. Well, the Broncos were dominating in possession, and then in time of possession, and then they dominated at the end of the game, nearly 40-20. I mean, that's pretty damn good. And you talk about the third down conversions, 11 of 18. So, and to the Chiefs, 4 of 11. And yet, Denver only got the 20 points out of this thing. But I just. Starting to feel like maybe this team, just for whatever reason, they just kind of play with their food. They play down, whatever. But they find ways to win in the end.
And that 7 points that the Chiefs scored, by the way, came on a short field because Bonix threw a bad pass.
That was a bad one. 48 minutes after the hour. Michael, what did we learn? Coming up next on the whole show, powered by Chevron. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFK.
Hall of Fame Preps Talk, listen to Coach Speak. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
What do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
All right, what do we learn on this 29th day of December? Michael, the final day of the year is tomorrow, buddy. You ready for that?
Final day of the year is not tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Wednesday. Wednesday, that's right. It's Wednesday. I keep thinking it's Tuesday. Wow. Okay. It's a Wednesday. You got me there.
Feels like a Monday to me.
Your face feels like a Monday. What did you learn today?
I learned that you're so aggressive to me today. I learned that I'm apparently the biggest Broncos fan in the office.
Yeah. And
you guys think of me as the fan.
Yeah, we have already figured out a sequel to that movie. Michael B. Jordan will be playing Patrick Sertan.
But I would never harass Michael B. Jordan. He's like in every movie that I love.
You're not harassing Michael B. Jordan. Your character is going to be... And that is the person that played what's his face? Zuckerberg in the Facebook movie. He will be playing you.
He wouldn't be me.
He will be you, and Michael B. Jordan will be Patrick Sertan, and that is how that will go. That's the movie. Yeah.
We need a better casting choice.
No, I think that's actually perfect. You thought like an uplifting.
That guy's like rude and horrible in real life.
Yes. What is the problem with that? That
it's not nice to be rude and horrible in real life.
He feels like he would not have to do a lot of studying of his character.
What you guys think of me.
That's going to do it for us. No, love you, Mike. You're great at your job. And we'll be back at it on a Tuesday, which apparently is not the final day of the year. That is still to come. Still to come. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.